Episode 3289, Don't Miss Your Moment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an exciting weekend. Can you believe it? We've got the playoffs here of the AFC and the NFC, and oh my goodness, we have so much more. But today, the main thing, oh yes, you got to keep it, the main thing is all about love. Loving your spouse. Don't miss your moment. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, you know, I just got to tell you before we even get started, this whole thing about marriage is exhausting. And as I was writing these highlights, I thought, man, I'm sitting here kind of talking about energy, don't miss your moment. But really, I'm kind of tired myself. Anyway, it's a long story, but we're not going to get into all of that. But what I do want you to focus on right now is your marriage. Have you ever felt like your marriage is stuck in a rut, like the days are passing by in a blur and you're missing out on those precious moments that once brought you joy? Don't miss your moment. Because honestly, it's not uncommon for couples to go through seasons where their energy for their marriage dwindles. And man, you know, you have the winter days and it could be in the summertime or the springtime, but you are just downright exhausted. And you're like, sometimes you don't even know why you're exhausted. You just are. And you're thinking, I just don't have the energy. I can't find it. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I am just emotionally withdrawn, not necessarily in a way that says I don't love you anymore. That's not what we're talking about here, okay? Let's define that line right there. But it's more so of like, oh, I just can't put in the effort. I don't have the stamina. I don't want you to look at that season of your life as a negative. You could, but if you did that, you are going to stay stuck in a rut. You're going to just stay hunkered in that little cave and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm just going to stay here. And then you get too comfortable and you don't want to really do any more because it's easier not to do. Let's go back to COVID. Yeah, let's go back to 2020. Think about it for a moment. How did that affect our lives now, 3+ years later? Right? How has that affected a lot of people? They don't want to go out and they used to be, oh, let's go do. And now they're like, no, I just kind of want to stay and work at home. I kind of like just being a homebody now. I don't really want to go out. We're calling everything DoorDash. We're calling Uber. We're calling like, can you just bring everything to my door? Amazon Prime times 3, right? You don't want to have to do anything. Why? Because it's easy. It's easy not to do anything. But my friend, I'm here to remind you, don't miss your moment. You have little sprinkles of time that really count. And sometimes you don't see it in the moment, but when you reflect back, you're like, oh, I missed that. Or, man, I was spot on. That was awesome. I don't want you to miss that moment because you're too tired. Because I've had enough today. Yeah, it's been a hard day at work. I just really don't want to put in the effort. I get it. As I'm sitting here recording, I'm thinking, I really just want to go to bed. I want to take a nap. I'm kind of done. A lot is happening right now in our family with Creature Now too. And I'm like, I don't know that Christiane can be a 2.0 or 3.0 or whatever. I'm just like, whew, I feel like I'm being pushed over the edge. And I thought, you know what? I could just let this day go by and not be a big deal. You know, I don't really have to talk to my husband. I don't even have to record. I can just go into my own little cubby hole. I can fall asleep on the couch. And if I do, and it ends up being past dinner time and I just continue sleeping, guess what? I can just stay there. But you know what? My husband enjoys my company. My family does. And I enjoy being on here with you on the podcast. So really, it's doing a disservice to the ones we love. So when you begin to put it in that perspective, in my opinion, it shifts how you see things. And now no longer is it just about you. A lot of times when we're feeling tired, the focus is on the wrong thing. Think about that. Go back to some of your times over the last week, 2 weeks. Go back to just Christmas, right? Maybe New Year's. If it's all about you, it comes easy. But if it's not, it's harder to stay in the groove, isn't it? It's harder to keep going. It's harder to say, oh, I just gotta find that fuel. Burn it. I'm promising you right now that if you really don't want to miss that moment, you just reignite that spark. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reignite that spark. And it's not going to come easy. You've got to look at things differently. Your perspective has to shift. And yeah, that means work. That's what it comes down to. And one of the best ways you can start when you want to reignite that spark is to embrace adventure. Yeah, that's number one, embrace adventure. You know, sometimes the solution to feeling stagnant in your marriage lies outside of your comfort zone. You got to step out and embrace adventure together. You know, maybe it is doing a weekend getaway or taking a road trip or exploring new restaurants or parks. You could just even go to local free things. If you're like, Christiane, we just don't have the budget. I get it. Life is a little more challenging right now. People are struggling. But that doesn't mean that your marriage has to. There are other things that are out there that you can go enjoy. Go hiking. Right? Maybe you actually go and clean out the garage together. I know that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But let me tell you, when you do work together, there's just something about it. Number one, it's more fun because you're not by yourself. You can have conversation. Well, at least I think of it that way. But embrace adventure, right? And allow it to inject incitement and this just like, whoa, this get up and go. It's funny, I watch my grandson play with his choo-choo trains, and man, when he gets excited, he just has this deep within him. And that's how I kind of feel about reigniting that spark in your marriage. It's this roar that comes deep within, and it's not a loud roar. It's not like this, you know, vivacious lion that's standing up on the top of the mountain, right? We're not Simba or anything here. But what I am saying is that, man, get some excitement in your blood for who you love. Experience fresh, new adventures. Create this landscape of what? Memories. Dr. Les and Leslie Perot, they are renowned relationship experts. Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts is one of their books. And it emphasizes the importance of novelty and exploration in relationships. And according to them, trying new things with your spouse not only creates shared experiences, but also releases dopamine, the quote-unquote feel-good hormone, which can reignite passion and energy in your marriage. Who doesn't need that? I need it now. I'm tired. Not because of my man. I love my man. He's awesome. He treats me very well. But me, myself, and I, whew, it's a season. And I'm like, Lord, I'm trying. I really, really am, but I don't know that I have enough to give. You do. You can reach down and dig deeper. I promise you. Start by embracing adventure. Number two, communicate deeply. Are you one who likes to wear what I call the busy badge of honor? The busyness. Yes, I love to be busy. Oh, how are you? I'm so busy. And right now, I really do feel like saying that. It's like, I'm drowning. I'm not, but I feel like it at times. And it's easy for our conversations between, you know, ourselves and our spouses. It just kind of revolves around the daily responsibilities and routines, even our to-do list, our grocery list. Meaningful and deep communication is vital for a thriving marriage. It can't just be about daily routines or responsibilities. So set aside time to chat, to engage with one another, to be open and honest. Ask thought-provoking questions and even some that you just walk away thinking about it. You don't have to answer it right then, right? You really want to be in tune, because if you are not, that's when the road begins to get all crumbled. Potholes show up and you're like, where did this come from? Why is this happening? Maybe you're not just communicating deeply enough. And by practicing deep communication, you build a stronger emotional connection with your sweetheart, which is essential for a fulfilling marriage. Marriage is a garden that needs constant nurturing. Deep communication is the water that helps it thrive. Are you watering your garden? I mean, think about that. We just got a lot of rain over the last past, I'd say probably 2.5 days. And that's great. That's more like our winter down here in the South. But what if we didn't have that water? What if you went days without water? What do you think your body would do? Some, it would shut down really, really fast. Yeah, think about what it does to a garden if you don't water the plants. Some of them, they die really quick. Others, it's slow going because I can make it. I know water's coming. Deep communication is the water that helps marriage thrive. Are you doing that? Are you watering your garden? And finally, number 3, prioritize self-care. And what I mean by this is that if you want to have energy for your marriage, you got to prioritize self-care. You have got to take care of yourself or you will not be able to take care of others. So you can't neglect yourself. You've got to rest. You've got to recharge. You've got to rejuvenate. You've got to find that relaxation that allows you to say, oh, yes, I can do this again today. Whatever it is, reading a book, taking a long bath, I'm ready to go for all of it. Actually, I just like a nap. But you've got to be willing to prioritize it, because I'm here to tell you no one else will. Les and Leslie Perot, that I mentioned before, says your emotional health affects the health of your marriage. Taking care of yourself allows you to bring your best self to the relationship. Most of us, we're not doing that, right? Marriage is a journey, but a lot of times we don't want to take our spouse with us. Isn't that kind of funny? Kind of ironic, don't you think? You're married, 2 plus 2. Okay, it's really 1 plus 1 equals 2. But this 2 by 2 just isn't working. But then why do you call it marriage? But with any journey, you're going to have ups and downs and all arounds. So ensure for yourself that, you know what, I don't want to miss this moment. And if I would just embrace adventure differently, if I would just look at having a deeper conversation with him, and maybe if I could prioritize me just a little bit, it might push me over the edge, all for the better. My friend, the moments you choose to cherish in your marriage can be the turning points that create a lifetime of love and happiness. 1 plus 1 equals 2. There's a reason for that. Marriage isn't about I. In fact, you know, if you think about it, you really, and I can't stress this enough, because I really think that at times we're just tired. We have too much on our plate. We all do. It doesn't matter what season of life you're in. If you have your kids young right now and you're in toddler and you've got an infant, and maybe you have an elementary kiddo, that's hard. If you're an empty nester, that's hard. If you've got grown adult children that are like 20, 30, 40, 50 years old even, that's hard. And then you've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You're like, oh, Christiane, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, it's hard. And we all get tired. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't keep your eyes on the prize that you have been blessed with, called your spouse, you're going to lose that prize. And there's going to be an unsettlement in your heart because of it. Don't miss your moment. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.